episodes.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, Softy and Dick without Dick. Cam Cleland in for Dick Fain today and tomorrow on the radio broadcast. But joining us right now on the show, a guy that we are thrilled to have back. First appearance for him on the program, Seahawk defensive end Carlos Dunlap is with us on the show. Carlos, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
We are awesome. It is great to have you back. Great to have you back in the mix with the Seahawks. And let me ask you this, man. When the trade happened with Cincinnati and you came to town, was there any doubt on that day that this was more than just a short-term visit for you, that you were going to find a way to be in Seattle after 2020 came to an end?
Well, after experience in Seattle, there was no doubt in my mind that I wanted. But with the trade, you know, Seattle made it known up front that, you know, this was essentially what it was, and that after the season, we would have to talk about, you know, future standing. So that's why I just, you know, I mean, it, all it did is put an emphasis on how I carry myself on a day-to-day anyway, is, you know, being 10 toes down, which means being grounded, being present where I am. So when, you know, they told me I pretty much had those, the rest of those weeks for the season as, you know, I guess an audition for a future opportunity to stay with Seattle. You know, it was clear to me what I had to do. And, you know, Pete Carroll wanted me to do nothing but what I was great at. So he tried to give me all the tools to set me up for success, and the rest is history.
You know, Carlos, one thing is, as a former player like myself and I, there's always perceptions of organizations. And you know, as guys, we talked about Cincinnati, and not disrespect to the organization, because you spent a lot of time there. But when you stepped foot here in Seattle and you got to be part of the VMAC and you had there, what set it apart immediately for you when you saw the difference between what it was like being a Bengal and then to come join the Seahawks organization?
The culture from walking in the door, it's all hands on deck. Everyone upstairs, from administration to the coaches, to, you know, the security guards, to the weight room team, the training room, it's all hands on deck. Everyone's aware of everything, that all the ins and outs. They understand it. You know, they believe in the process. They believe in the systems, and they all have bought in. They want to do whatever it takes to set us up for success. And I hope that answers your question.
Yeah. So you'd say it was better immediately, right? Just like it wasn't even a question when you showed up. You're like, all right, now I'm part of a real organization.
It felt completely different. I will say that. I heard a lot of the stories, obviously, like you said, players talk about, you know, them and their time in Seattle, or them going to Seattle.
Yeah.
Blase. But it even with everything that they said, and all the things that they said were great things, it still was surreal experiencing it. It was a feeling second to none, and it was something that I wanted to have, and I wanted to get an opportunity to, you know, do again, and I'm grateful that we're here now.
Well, Carlos Dunlap is with us on the radio show, re-signed, of course, with the Seahawks. And just looking at the pure numbers, the 7 games you spent with the Bengals last year, 1 sack and 4 quarterback hits, and then you come here in 8 games, you got 5 sacks and 14 quarterback hits. And, I mean, the numbers show that you were re-energized in a lot of ways in Seattle. I wonder if you felt like that. And, you know, I don't know how else to say it, so I'll just ask you, but how miserable were you in Cincinnati?
Well, my opportunities were cut down, and the team did not see me in their future pictures, so they were treating me as such, and that's why my numbers didn't show. I didn't get the opportunities that I was getting before, and, you know, as soon as I got to Seattle, someone who knows what I was fully capable of, and they wanted me to do what I do best, and that's literally how PC gave it to me when I talked to him. When the trade was official, that's pretty much exactly how he said it, and that's exactly what he did when I walked in the door, and I did my part. I delivered, and the rest is history. I mean, you know, getting to the quarterback is it's not an issue for me. It's just, you know, having those opportunities. And with Seattle, I'm going to get plenty more. So I'm looking forward to it this season.
You know, Carl, I know you follow all the gossip that headed with Seattle with Russell in the offseason, the talk of him going somewhere, the trades. And you know, the reports are that you guys had spoke and that he'd give you that, hey, I'm going to be here. I want you to be here. Let's make this run. Was it right away that you've been speaking with Russ? Was it obvious that, yeah, he's our leader. He's going to be the guy that's going to be that I'm here to be a part of. That runs the offense. I'm here now as the defensive guy. That you felt that connection with Russ, and then you needed that reassurance from him for you to come back to Seattle.
Yes. I mean, during the whole time when they released me, he reached out to me. You know, just saying, appreciate what you would do. We want you back. I want you back. Let's figure this thing out to get you back. Yada yada. And even throughout, you know, he would check in on how things were going and reiterate that we want you back. I want you back. Let's get this thing done. And, you know, once Seattle finally reached out to me and engaged in conversations, that's when I, you know, messaged him for the first time saying like, hey, before I sign up, like where are you at with things? Like, what's going on your end? Like, are you going to be with us if I come back? Cause I'm coming back for you and PC and the team, like not to come back and not know who my quarterback is going to be. And, you know, that's pretty much, when he told me what he told me.
Brandon Marshall, who played here for a while as a wide receiver, said yesterday, Carlos, and again, Carlos Dunlap with us on Fox, that he thinks Russell's not just coming back this year, but he's here for the long haul. And I wonder if you get that kind of sense, too.
Yes, I believe Russell is a part of the Seahawks brand. His brand is part of the Seahawks. Him and PC are joined at the hip. And PC signed up for more years, so I believe Russell will be there as long as PC will be there. And, you know, hopefully I get to partake, too. I got a lot of football left, and we're going to take it year by year.
You were part of a pretty tough division. I call it the Black and Blue division. I remember getting a chance to go play on the road in Pittsburgh, but playing against them twice, the Ravens twice, the Browns, and knowing how physical, you come to the NFC West and see how tough this division is and see the upgrades, the speed, the kind of what it's like, the rivalry with the 49ers, knowing how tough the Rams are, losing in the playoffs, yet beating them at the end of the season, and then obviously Arizona getting better. Does this division rival in your mind, would you see it right away, what the AFC North was?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the time, this was the strongest division when I was getting traded. I think we had two teams that might have been undefeated at the time, and if I was saying that correctly, where they had, you know, they're at the top of the division, top of the league, and you know, standings as strong strength of team at the time, and you know, so I knew we had to see them twice. So for me, I knew it was a challenge and an opportunity at the same time. Obviously, when the trade was coming about, I looked at the schedule and I saw, I knew it was going to be pretty much a 1-year deal or finish the season type of deal. So I wanted the best opportunity to perform on the main stage. And I saw they had a lot of big games versus big opponents who had great records. And I felt like if I was going to be auditioning for whomever, I'd rather be doing it at the highest of competition.
Yeah, love it. Well, Carlos Dunlap is with us, and you mentioned that, you know, you want to do this for a while. I mean, it sounds to me like, hey, you're 32, you'll be 33 in February, and you're not even thinking about calling it quits. Is that accurate? Have you thought about at all how long you want to keep doing this for?
I mean, you guys said it yourself. I look revitalized, younger, rejuvenated while in Seattle, and I've always felt great. I invest in my body, and it's great to be around a lot of players who understand and invest in the body, as well as the organization investing in your body. They have a lot of medical people and team who all care about, you know, getting the Seahawks in the best position to be ready for the game. And that even goes to Pete Carroll with him being aware of practices, dialing back reps, slowing down periods, listening to his players on how they feel, being aware, being in tune, to strength staff. Like it's a whole 360 approach. It's not just one person saying like, oh, I think we should do this. Like, no, they communicate, they come together, they figure out a plan, and then they execute the plan. And this is why they've had the success that they've had. And, you know, I just want to continue to absorb, because, you know, a lot of the things they do are new to me and experienced to me, and they're, you know, things that I would like to set the tone and use for the culture that I'm trying to build, you know, with my restaurant and my group as well, you know. So I get the benefit of both.
So 17 games, Carlos, did that change right away when you heard, did your mind go, oh man, another 17? Look, I'm a veteran. I've been in this league a while. I get it. But from the pandemic and how the new collective bargaining agreement with less pads and contacting, you can hear my jealousy because I had real two-a-days. Not that you don't, but it is different. The league is different. Add another game. It's not another paycheck. It's another game. Did that change? Do you be like, ugh, another game? Or is like, hey man, I'm in this league. Just throw me out there. This is what I do.
It's Pittsburgh, right? That's the game?
Yes. Huh? Correct.
Yeah. I saw the opportunity to play Pittsburgh.
Good answer.
Hey, listen, man. You got some animosity towards Pittsburgh. So do we. I haven't even gotten over that loss to them in the Super Bowl from 15 years ago, by the way. So we would love nothing more than for you to rip Ben Roethlisberger to shreds in that game. That would be tremendous, man. I know you'd love to have that chance. But Carlos Dunlap is with us. And, dude, before you go, man, first of all, congratulations. Great to have you back in Seattle. And looking forward to seeing you wreak havoc in September. But give us your thoughts on some of these young cats. I mean, you're kind of the OG now, right, on that defensive line. You got Taylor, you got Robinson, you got Collier. Any of those young guys really catch your eye that you think that we should be talking about that maybe we're not talking about yet?
I don't think Puna gets enough love. Mm. Puna is a great player. He's one of the best D linemen that I've played with, and I've had the opportunity to play with Jay Reed, and as well as Geno Atkins, you know, Domantas Peko, who's been in the league more than 10 years. A lot of really great vets who played a lot of quality football and have been at the best of their positions in a variety of time. And I think Puna is scratching the surface, and soon he'll be one of those household names as well. So it was great to see him get rewarded. LJ, I know he's one of the Seahawks babies that has grown into his own, and you saw a glimpse of what he can do last year. Rasheem, and you got Alton, and then as well as DT. I think DT coming along late in the season, I have not seen a player as explosive as he has and as raw of talent as he has. So, I welcome the challenge to try to give him the playbook to help make that transition easier for him so that, you know, we can get him on the field. Because at the end of the day, I thrive off a competition, whether that be competition versus the other team or competition within the team. I feel like it's going to make me better at the end of the day because, that's just how I operate. That's what keeps me young and fresh.
Well, you mentioned Jay Reed, and he's gone now. Would you mind, on behalf of all the 12s, putting a phone call into your old pal Geno Atkins and seeing if maybe he wants to fly west and join you? Would you do that?
I could call Geno. I have messaged Geno to ask him, you know, where he thinks and where he's going. He's obviously being patient as well.
Yep.
But I honestly think we have the pieces here in Seattle already. That's why I just wanted another opportunity to take another crack at it. That's why, you know, it was probably they offered me 16 hours probably before the deal was actually done. That just goes to tell you, like, there was no back and forth. This is where I wanted to be. So we made it happen.
I love it. Awesome. Right. Awesome. Yeah. Welcome back. Great stuff. Enjoy the rest of the year off season. Soak up the Rays in South Florida, baby. And we'll talk down the road, Carlos.
Appreciate you, Carlos.
Thanks again, man. Go Hawks. Appreciate this.
I appreciate it, guys. Go Hawks.
You got it. Carlos Dunlap with us on the radio show. How about that? He says we're fine. We don't need no Geno Atkins. We're fine.
Depth, though. We got a little extra depth.
We'll get a break and discuss all that. Cam Cleland in for Dick Fain next on Softy and Dick Without Dick right here on 950 K.